Hello and welcome to the Commander's Quarters. I'm your host, Mitch. Glad to have you here. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about Commander on a budget. Today we have an episode of Commander's Two Cents. On episodes like these, I give you my own personal take on topics about the format in general and current news. This show and episodes like this one are possible thanks to viewers like you. If you're looking for an easy way to help support this show, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. Also, hit that bell notification icon so you don't miss any new episodes. And while you're at it, subscribe and review our podcast as well. You can also go check out our playmats and other merchandise at thecommanderscourters.com. Another easy way to support this show is with our TCG player affiliate links. So whether you're buying a deck or individual cards, you can use this general link right here or one in the description. And the final way that you can support this show is by supporting us directly by becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, and I truly couldn't do this without all of their support. Hey everyone, Mitch coming in from the Commander's Quarters studio. Welcome to the show. So today's episode is going to be a fun one. I'm going to be asking the question to you, to me, to everyone in the Magic community: are you out of your Hive Mind? Now, Hive Mind is a really fun and kind of off-the-wall card that I think it actually saw some modern play at some point because of certain combos that I'll discuss here in a bit. But actually, you know, in Commander, it can just be a fun thing to kind of build a deck around potentially and do a lot of weird and crazy things. So let's jump into it really quick for those of you that don't know. Hive Mind is an enchantment that costs 5 and a blue. It says whenever a player casts an instant or sorcery spell, each other player copies that spell. Each of those players may choose new targets for the copy. So basically, this is like, hey, whenever someone casts something, everyone else has to cast that. There is no may in here. You must cast the spell. Now, at first, you might look at the card and be like, well, that's not great. You know, if I cast, you know, my draw spell, then my opponents get to draw two. Or, you know, if I cast a spell that makes tokens, they get tokens as well. The same thing happens, obviously, when they cast things, you get benefits off of it as well. But there's some really kind of interesting things that you can do that really make this card pretty sweet. So the first is kind of, again, that I believe this was used in Modern and potentially some combo decks. Again, not an expert on the Modern format, but I believe it was. So the Pact Cycle, Pact of Negation is probably the most known out of all of them. So let's just go over that one first. It's an instant that costs 0. It says counter target spell. At the beginning of your next upkeep, pay 3 blue. If you don't, you lose the game. So the other packs are Intervention Pact. It says the next time a source of your choice would deal damage to you this turn, prevent that damage. You gain life equal to the damage prevented this way. Beginning of your next upkeep, pay 1 white. If you don't, you lose the game. Pact of the Titan. Put a 5/5 red giant creature token into play at the beginning of your next upkeep. Pay 4 in red. If you don't, you lose the game. Slaughter Pact. At the beginning of your next upkeep, pay 2 in a black. If you don't, you lose the game. And Summoner's Pact. Search your library for a green creature card, reveal it, put in your hand, then shuffle your library. At the beginning of your next upkeep, pay 2 green. If you don't, you lose the game. So the reason these work really well with Hive Mind is basically you're casting them, you know, for 0. You can cast them for free, which is great. So you can cast it the same turn you get out your Hive Mind, and then all of your opponents have to copy that spell and cast it. Even if they don't have anything, you know, with like Summoner's Pact to search for or whatnot, it doesn't matter. The fact that they're casting it, they're going to have to then pay for that, you know, whatever, for Summoner's Pact, like 2 green at their next upkeep, and if they don't, they lose the game. So if they're not in a green deck, you know, or don't have the ability to pay that much mana or whatnot in the next upkeep, they lose. So just casting, you know, even just one pact can force your opponents to lose the game, and you win because they can't pay for it. Now, the fact that you maybe can't even pay for it yourself doesn't matter, potentially, because, you know, your opponents are going to be going before you do. They're going to be getting, you know, their upkeep triggers with this before you do. So that's just kind of a fun way to kind of win the game with a Hive Mind in play. But maybe you're not looking to win the game right away with one of these packed cards. So there's plenty of other fun things that you can do that, you know, just, again, making everyone copy a spell can do some really powerful and fun things, like a Price of Progress. It's an instant that costs 1 red. It's going to deal damage to each player equal to twice the number of non-basic lands they control. Now, you might have planned ahead of time, you know, and basically, you know, not used a lot of non-basics in your deck. And basically, you know, said that, okay, I'm not going to take a lot of damage from spells like this. There are some other spells that might do something similar, but basically, when everyone's casting this, you know, first off, it starts off, you know, 2 damage per basic, or 2 basic, 2 damage per non-basic land. If 4 players are casting that, that's going to be 8 damage per non-basic. You know, if you've got, you know, 4 or 5 non-basics in play, that can just be, you know, deadly to a lot of players. So, you know, if they've got, you know, 10 non-basics in play, they're pretty much definitely dead. But yeah, so that's one way to do it. Another one that kind of goes about this in a different way could be like something like an Infernal Contract. Say sorcerer for black says draw 4 cards, you lose half your life rounded up. Now, most players would not play this in their own deck and cast it, you know, unless you've got kind of life gain synergies where you can gain like all the life you just lost back or whatnot. which cards out there do exist, but most of your opponents aren't going to be playing that. So, yeah, having your opponents exchange four cards for, you know, 20 life if they're at full health, you know, is pretty funny. But potentially an even bigger way, and this one's kind of, mean in some ways. I guess if you're playing Hive Mind, it can be seen as mean in some ways regardless. But, yeah, so one that can really kind of get out of hand is Fraying Omnipotence. Say sorcery for 3BB says each player loses half their life, then discards half the cards in their hand, then sacrifices half the creatures they control, round up each time. So yeah, when you cast this, each of your opponents have to cast it as well. And yeah, that's going to be a lot of pain and destruction that is going on. There's no way that anyone's going to have a hand after this. Pretty much no way that no one's going to have a creature in play after this either. You know, unless someone's got like, you know, 100 or so tokens in play. And even with that, they're going to lose a ton of them. And then, yeah, if everyone's at 40 life, they're basically going to go down to, like 2 or 1 life, depending on... I didn't do the exact math. I know it's like basically like over 93% of your life is going to be gone, essentially, which is pretty funny. So, yeah, I mean, everyone, you know, maybe you've got a way, you know, in play already where you can ping everyone for a couple of damage or something like that, or ping your opponents for a couple of damage to take them out, or you can just, you know, I guess you can't swing because your creatures aren't there, but yeah, maybe you've got some other kind of plan to take everyone out from there, or, you know, you're just like, hey, let's just, you know, see who can top deck and win from here, because yeah, no one's gonna have a hand, no one's gonna have creatures in play, and yeah, everyone's gonna be at very, very low life, so that's one way you can do it. A probably a nicer approach to that can be, and a potentially kind of funny one with Hive Mind, is one with nothing. It's just an instant for a black, says discard your hand. So yeah, I mean, normally this card just seems like, you know, completely weird and wasteless. Weird and strange card that really doesn't do anything kind of in any deck. But in this one's like, yeah, okay, we'll get Hive Mind in play. For one mana, let's all discard our hands and no one's got a hand now. So maybe you've got some other things in play again that you're kind of ahead of people and you can win from there. Or maybe you just want to, you know, take everyone's hands away for funsies. Next up, one that actually can be pretty brutal and actually can be pretty effective if your deck's set up correctly to win with this is Enduring Ideal. Enduring Ideal is a sorcerer for 5, white. It's a search your library for an enchantment card and put it into play, then shuffle your library, and it's got epic. Actually, did an episode on these epic cards. It was epic. Basically, epic means that for the rest of the game, you can't play spells at the beginning of each upkeep, copy this spell except for its epic ability. So basically, everyone from now on is just going to be searching their library for an enchantment and putting it into play. If you're playing in someone who's got a Spellslinger, a creature-based deck, chances are they don't have a lot of enchantments in their deck, so or ones that can even do anything for them. They can't cast anything else, and now they can just only get, you know, useless enchantments for them. So they're kind of locked out of the game, whereas you are set up, you know, to search for certain enchantments that can win you the game from there and whatnot. But yeah, this is kind of like a, hey, everyone is forced to go epic for the rest of the game because of Hive Mind, so could be pretty fun. Drawdown is another one, basically like Reforge the Soul. Cards that wheel, so it's a source that costs 3 red, says each player discards their hand, then draw 7 cards, and it's got Miracle for 1 red. Yeah, forcing everyone to discard their hand, draw 7 cards, discard their hand again, draw 7 cards, discard their hand again, draw 7 cards, can really help force people to dig down into their deck, fill their graveyards or whatnot. Maybe you've got some ways to play around that. Again, if you are, you know, want to cast one of those packs, you know, I believe almost, yes, they are all at instant speed. So you could, you know, if you happen to draw in between kind of wheels, draw into one of the packs, you could cast a pact and then kind of win that way. But yeah, kind of just forcing them to draw down, you're going to be able to hit more wheels most likely. You can keep wheeling over and over and over again, making everyone draw through their entire deck. Maybe you've got a way to prevent yourself, you know, from milling out or losing, but your opponents might not be so lucky. Another way, to kind of do this in a really big and strange kind of way, I guess, to go about it with a lot of mana, is Enter the Infinite. It's a source that costs 8 blue, so it costs 12 mana in total. It says, draw cards equal to the number of cards in your library, then put a card into your hand, card from your hand on top of your library. You have no maximum hand size until your next turn. So you're basically just saying, okay, everyone, you get all the cards from your deck, but you only have one back on top. You get to choose what that is. But yeah, if I've got a way to maybe mill everyone for 1, you know, that's already in play or whatnot, then yeah, I'm just going to say, okay, everyone's, yeah, no libraries essentially at that point, and yeah, have fun drawing your next card and you lose. Another way to kind of make it into a really interesting game, actually, that you don't have to necessarily just win right from there, but just kind of, it'd be interesting to kind of see what happens and how people kind of set their decks, is Doomsday. Say sorcerer for black, so search your library and graveyard for 5 cards and exile the rest. Put the chosen card on top of your library in any order, you lose half your life rounded up. So yeah, you're making everyone lose half their life from this, but you're also just saying, okay, All libraries and graveyards are just gone. You can choose 5 cards and that's what you got. And yeah, that's basically what you're going to have access to from now on. And yeah, basically kind of like a kind of sudden death match at the end of a game, you know, okay, you know what, let's speed things up a little bit. We got, you know, these cards left, you know, to choose from. Choose your 5 best that you think you can kind of outsmart the other players and win with. And kind of we'll go from there. So again, you know, Hive Mind kind of forces players to play with cards, you know, or forces players to into situations that they wouldn't normally be in Commander. So kind of fun. One last one that I do want to mention. This one is kind of like a, hey, I win kind of combo piece, potentially, depending on how you're set up and whatnot. But let's jump into it. Paradigm Shift. Say sorcery for 1 and a blue. Exile all cards in your library, and then shuffle your graveyard in your library. So if you've gotten rid of your opponent's graveyards, if you got some way to do that ahead of time, you can cast this. Everyone has to cast this. They exile the cards in their library, and then they're left with nothing. So, or again, you know, if you're just like, hey, I just want everyone to play with, you know, what's in their graveyard for the rest of the game now, then yeah, that's kind of another kind of interesting way to kind of turn the game on its head. Again, I think Hive Mind, a deck like this, is one that you probably want to ask, you know, your playgroup ahead of time before you pull out, you know, a deck like this that's doing kind of random and I would say potentially chaotic things. But yeah, I mean, it depends on the playgroup. It depends on those that you're LGS. So yeah, make sure. I mean, I think it's always good to talk about power level and, you know, kind of decks that might rub people the wrong way. So this might be one of them. But I think it's a really cool concept. And one, again, with a unique card like this, it's fun to kind of imagine kind of how you would build around and kind of make a unique card like this work to your advantage. So, yeah, Hive Mind's a really cool card. Let me know in the comments what your thoughts on this kind of concept are. What kind of cards did I miss that would work really well with Hive Mind? Yeah, just let me know in the comments below. I'd love to hear from you. So, as always, though, thanks again and have a good one. And make sure you're following us on social media for more updates and sneak peeks on future episodes. Again, a huge thank you to my patrons who helped make this show possible. I truly couldn't do any of this without your support. If you want to support this channel directly, consider becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, including being able to vote on future Commanders for deck techs. There are even tiers where you get your own personalized deck tech dedicated to you. You can check out all the Patreon tiers and rewards at patreon.com/commandersquarters. If you haven't already, make sure that you like and subscribe to the channel. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about budget Commander. So while you're at it, go ahead and check out some of our other types of episodes. And with that, I'm out of here. Thanks again, and have a good one.